Will you pray with me? Come, Holy Spirit, and be with us today. Prepare our hearts and our minds to listen to your message. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our fortress and our salvation. Amen. Do not urge me to leave you, to turn back and not follow you. For wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Wherever you die, there I will die. There I will be buried. May this and more do the Lord to me, if anything but death parts me from you. I'm almost certain many of us, if not all of us, know where that passage came from. For the past two Wednesday nights after the quad, our small Bible study group has been reading the book of Ruth. And I'm sure, or I am almost certain, that the Tuesday morning Bible study group may have been reading the same. The book of Ruth is one of my favorite books in the Hebrew Scriptures. In four short chapters, the story lays before us in poignantly beautiful storytelling, the glorious, the boundless store of God's Hesed. Hesed is that Hebrew term that is usually translated the loving kindness or the steadfast love of God. But what draws me to the book of Ruth and her story this morning is movement. Movement. In that book, we find Naomi. She leaves her home and travels to Moab in search of a better life. Instead, she suffers tremendous loss and had to go back to her hometown of Bethlehem. In it also we find Ruth, who leaves her old country of Moab to be with her mother-in-law, Naomi. And then in Bethlehem, she meets and marries Boaz, gives birth to Obed, who becomes the father of Jesse, who becomes the father of David, and who becomes the greatest king of Israel. So in Ruth's story, we find that through her, Naomi's homecoming turned from being bittersweet into one of fulfillment. Leaving her home, she finds her place in God's salvation plan. For we know who David is, the ancestor of Jesus. Movement. The story of Ruth is movement intertwined with the Hesed of God. Movement. Leaving home, losing home, coming home, finding home. All, if not most, if not all of us, have at one point or another left home. And there are those who may have at one point or another strayed and lost their way. And yet I submit that all of us, whether we know it or not, whether we admit it or not, have experienced the steadfast love of God, gently and tenderly nudging us toward home. Of all the 150 Psalms in the Hebrew Scriptures, that one that Ida read earlier is the only one attributed to Moses. Moses, the prince who left the luxury of royalty and found a home among his suffering people. God gave him a boldness of voice and a daring heart to lead his people out of slavery and bondage. And after a lifetime's wandering in the wilderness, this man of God could but declare, "Lord, you have been our dwelling place, our home through all generations." And there in that one passage, we find the one true thing about our God, that he is our home, that wherever we may wander, we are always closer to him. And no matter how desolate the desert is, we are still under the Almighty sheltering sky. You have been our dwelling place to all generations. This year, the Filipino Fellowship is celebrating its 38th year anniversary. And the Palace Singers, like I mentioned earlier, has been performing its music ministry for 25 years. In the past, whenever we celebrate Filipino Heritage Sunday, we look back to our roots, and rightly so, I believe. There is a saying in Filipino that goes like this: ang hindi marunong lumingon sa pinanggalingan, hindi makararating sa paroroonan. Literally translated, it means, he who has not learned to look back will never reach his destination. That's what we have been doing all these years, every Filipino Heritage Sunday. Because we want to look back to our roots and recognize it. And at the same time, we want to pass on that heritage to our children. Heritage and home are closely intertwined, because heritage is what gives essence to home, and home is how we build heritage. Like that beautiful saying, give your children the two most important things. One is roots, and the other is wings. For 25 years now, we have always looked back to where we came from in order to appreciate where we are today. And this year, we wanted to do something more special than that. And that is why we recognize the chancel choir, and especially Joe Helms. Because while we have traveled the far distance from our native country to these shores, we know and we have realized that here at the Torrance First United Methodist Church, we have found a home. This is home. We do not need to look back all the time. We do that every year to recognize our traditions and our heritage. But this year, we not only look forward, but we celebrate this community of faith, this family that has welcomed us with open arms, that has sang our songs with us, that has prayed with us, that has celebrated with us, that has struggled with us, even as we struggle ourselves to live fully our faith. Henry Nouwen wrote that coming home is a lifelong journey. But he says, do not be discouraged, because as you walk, Jesus is with you and he's speaking with you. And if we listen, you will find that while you are on the way, you are already home. Many years ago, a dear friend of mine shared a beautiful saying that goes like this. We need to have people who mean something to us. People to whom we turn, knowing that being with them is coming home. After 38 years in this United States, after 25 years of singing our songs, we know and we realize, and therefore we thank God and praise him for this beautiful congregation, all of you who have welcomed us here. And we know this is home. And may all praises be to God and God alone, now and forever. Amen.